To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so the first item is a timer set aside for public comment. And I just want to tell you what we have for the rules on the public comment. You can speak whatever you want on whatever you want to on county business. We ask that you keep it civil, and this is a public meeting, so let's treat each other right. There's a 3-minute time limit for each speaker, and Valerie will be the timer.
I'll be doing it.
Oh, Matt will be handling the timer where everybody can see.
I've got the clock app already on the bottom menu.
So there's what you got, 3 minutes per speaker. And we ask that you state your name and what city you're from, the town. So we'll start off. Public comments.
Actually, can you just hit the other mouse?
I'm Emily Roberts. I'm the CEO.
Emily, I'm sorry. Can I add one thing? I forgot to say. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. This isn't a debate, and it's not. You're not going to get responses from staff or the commissioners. This is a time for you to talk. I just want you to know that ahead of time. It's not that. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. I'm Emily Roberts. I'm the CEO for Morrow County Health District, and I have a statement I would like to read on behalf of the health district. I want to take a moment to clarify the district's position. We want to continue to be the ambulance service provider for all of Morrow County. In order to do that, we need a service contract, ambulance service area plan, and ordinance that are mutually agreeable to the county and the district. The district cannot operate under the plan and ordinance that the county submitted to the Oregon Health Authority. While we appreciate Mr. Jensen taking the time to meet with us last week, we want to emphasize that there's still a lot of work to be done in the next 90 days, if the county and the district are to resolve this issue. We hope that the county is willing to take on this work with us.
Okay, thank you. There's no audio. Who's next? Yes.
I think the audio is on now. Oh, were we muted?
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Diane Kilkenny, and I am here as the chairman of the board of the Morrow County Health District. Good morning, commissioners.
Morning.
On December 13th, 2023, Morrow County Health District issued a 90-day notice to discontinue ambulance service in Morrow County. This decision was not reached lightly. Prior to making this decision, the board consulted with legal counsel about concerns related to the draft ASA plan and ordinance that Morrow County submitted to the Oregon Health Authority. The drafts were submitted contained provisions that pose significant financial and operational risk to the district. The board voted unanimously to issue the 90-day notice. Although this was an extremely difficult decision, the board stands behind the decision. On December 14, 2023, the Morrow County Administrator met with representatives from the district to discuss the ASA plan, ordinance, and a service contract. We sincerely hope to reach an agreement with Morrow County that will allow us to continue to provide ambulance service to all of Morrow County. Thank you.
Good, thank you. Who's next?
Right there.
Stuart Dick, Aragon. We had, four meetings last summer, spring. About 80% of the people in those meetings said they want you to work with the Morrow County Health District, clearly. We had a vote, 2 months ago? Except for one city overwhelmingly supported the Morrow County Health District. We're here to tell you we want you to support the Morrow County Health District and stop fighting them. Secondly, I see you're looking for an assistant county administrator. We want you guys to show up more than 2 days a week, or 2 days a month, I mean. Umatilla County, those three commissioners, they show up every day and they don't even need an administrator. We do not need another administrator that we taxpayer have to pay for. We want you guys to go to work, instead of 2 days a month, give us at least four, and no more money that we got to pay for administrators. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
I guess I'll go.
Yes, sir.
I'm Pastor Rick Yardley. I pastored the church down here for 16 years. Lived in this community for a long time. I'm a disabled veteran. My understanding is of the situation that's going on is that Irrigan may lose his ambulance service. I performed a lot of funerals for people in this community. There's a lot of people that need assistance. And if I were to fall and hit my head, and I'd have to wait for an ambulance to come from Boardman or possibly even Hermiston, I could be dead by then. We need an ambulance service here in Irrigan to be maintained and run. I've dealt with so many people in this community over the years that I was flabbergasted when I heard that there may be a possibility of our ambulance service going away. And I just can't imagine that happening. And I don't know all the details of it. I'm not really concerned about all the details of it, other than we need to have our own ambulance service here, our own medics here on staff. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next up.
I just want to comment that why would this board...
Could you give your name and what city?
Oh, sorry, Lori Sykes, Sophomore County, Huntner, Lexington.
Thank you.
Why would this board be looking to change the current provider or the current ASA when the majority of the voters just supported the Morrow County Health District levy and that provider has met or exceeded its services? Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
John Kilkenny in Huntner. I've been a lifelong resident of Morrow County and farmed for over 45 years in this county. And over the last 45 years, I've been into numerous contracts, leases, agreement, business transactions with countless different landlords and individuals. Over those years, you learn a lot about business, and there's things you can agree to and things that you cannot. There's one provision, I'm not going to talk about other provisions out of my expertise, but one provision in this agreement that there is no way that myself, any other farmer, any other businessman would agree to. And that is the provision in the ASA that allows the county to seize the assets of any ASA provider. So in other words, the county can come in and seize over $1.5 million of assets from, theoretically, Morrow County Health District and give them to another provider. It doesn't provide what the health district would receive as compensation for those assets. It doesn't provide any income they would get from those assets. That provision alone disqualifies this from going forward. No way can you have an agreement with that provision in there. That has to be removed. And that's the one, to me, that throws it. And I'm not even sure how such language like that could get in there. But again, I would never agree to it. But what I would like to see you guys going forward is, again, to open up discussions with the health district and have good, fair, open negotiations so that the excellent services that the health district provided for decades can continue, because that's what myself as an elderly person beginning to be elderly want, and that's what the people in the other communities want, is for you guys to engage in negotiations and continue for the health district to continue to provide services. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have one online.
Okay, I want to take the ones in the room first.
Okay.
And then go, anybody online, we'll go, we're going to go with you after we get done with the people in the room, so hang in there. Yes, sir.
Mayor. My name is Scott Ezell. I live in Irrigan. I'm a member of the Irrigan Fire Board. I am an EMT for the Health District. I work for the Port of Morrow as well. I'd like to read an introduction to an article from Western University of Health and Health Sciences. I feel it's very pertinent for the discussion. It is imperative that emergency medical services respond to life-threatening calls in as little time as possible. It is almost all medical emergencies getting healthcare professionals on scene with the knowledge, tools, and ability to transport to higher care makes the difference between life and death. Ideally, everyone who calls 911 should be able to rest assured that an ambulance will be on scene within a reasonable, quick amount of time. This reasonable, quick amount of time is known as an ambulance service area compliance standard and is set by the Oregon Health Authority. They are determined by population density and distance to the nearest EMS station, while acknowledging that a quicker response has a significant impact in long-term prognosis of medical emergencies. In the EMS world, CPR, and you can look up the statistic, is typically effective pre-hospital care 10% of the time. We live in a rural district. Our immediate care and response to our community is absolutely critical. The decisions that you gentlemen are working on right now affect the lives of our family, our friends, and our neighbors. You've got what's left of the 90-day period to interact and come to a conclusion. I sounded this alarm nearly 3 years ago that this was going to be the case, that Boardman wanted to do something that was not typical and that it was going to affect the rest of our county. That's in the Gazette. That is on record in minutes. I had sounded this alarm. You guys have heard this before. At this point, I think it's ego. This has got to be about the well-being of our county. You guys are county commissioners. You're not Boardman commissioners. This is about the overall good of our county. You also have a blurb in there in your draft regarding the fact that the fire districts are going to be requested to intervene in the event that this 90 days expires. You have not communicated with Irrigan Fire with respect to any of that, so I don't know how you can get away with putting that into your draft without even talking to us. That's, one, disrespectful. Two, if you want our help, you need to come ask us. Don't just assume. That's my time.
Thank you. Okay, who's up next? Okay, yes.
Tina Street, Irrigan, right down the road here. So I want to bring this down to more of a human level and all the legal stuff, right? Some of you might know, well, I live down here on the corner across the street from the tennis courts. I have a great big trampoline in my yard. I have a 10, almost 11-year-old that loves her trampoline. What's going to happen if she falls off that trampoline and hurts herself real bad? I don't have anyone to call. And then what am I going to do? I'm going to wait for Boardman, Hermiston, if they're not busy, to get here to help my daughter, right? That takes it on that end of it. On the other end of it, I have a 78-year-old mother-in-law that I take care of. She lives with us. She falls. She fell 2 years ago. Jody is the best ambulance. She's a very strong woman. She can come in and pick my mother-in-law up. She's a big lady. She's not little. Her and one of the other guys can pick her up off of the floor to get her to the emergency room, because obviously now she's hurt herself. 13 months ago, she fell in the bathroom. It's a little house. It's a manufactured home with an add-on. In that bathroom, there's maybe this much space between the wall and the toilet. They were at my house in 7.5 minutes. Could you imagine if my 78-year-old mother-in-law had to lay on that floor any longer? I can't imagine it. I can't. Honestly, I can't even believe we're here having this conversation, whether we're going to have an ambulance or not. I really can't believe that this is going on. That's what I have to say is, a citizen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, who's up next? Yes, sir.
Good morning, commissioners.
Morning.
Justin. Matt. Aaron Palmquist, City of Irrigan, City Manager. You've heard some comments. We're on the agenda for some other things, but I want to reiterate some of the stuff that information that has been said by prior speakers and probably more. You've all received, and Matt's received an email. I think we've got the cart in front of the horse. I say put the brakes on.
Can I ask one quick question? I know this isn't give and take, but are you a member of the board?
My council met last night, even.
The hospital board.
Not anymore.
Okay, just want to make
okay,
sure.
Okay, I am not so part of the board. Okay. I do have some history on that. I think there is a lot of egos, Chair. But we need to stop it, put a pause. And it's on the agenda here to give an update. I think it needs to stop. On behalf of the people, not only the city of Irrigan, but the whole zip code, put the brakes on. And do some public hearing for transparency and get input all communities. Then make a decision to move forward. That's not been done. It's been the county. Boardman's thrown fires back and forth. The health district. It's not been transparent. There's stuff, just like the document that went to OHA. I'll be honest, I don't trust OHA. They're a government bureaucratic process, just like DEQ on our nitrate. And so stop the process. Irrigan needs an ambulance, just like Pastor Yardley said. What if happens? I've been transported. If it goes to a private or RFP ASA, I was transported. $2,000 it hit my insurance. That's what they were able to bill. If I was private insurance, it would have been double or more than that. And they took me to Cadillac, personally, 3 years ago. I've been there. We've all had health issues, and I'm not an old guy. I'm getting older. And we need to do that. Set egos aside. It's become an egocentric thing. I will say this, that all the fire districts are chartered as fire districts, not fire and life. They're fire districts, not ambulance service. They're going to have to go back to the charters to change their charter language. Period. All of them. You got to look at that. But that should be done in a public hearing. The other thing on behalf of the people of the area, 97844. We are Irrigan. We are a strong voting block. There are people here, and the health district is very viable. We need it, the clinic,
seconds.
And everything. And I strongly, on behalf of the city of council and the city and the citizens of Irrigan, step back, put the brakes on, say, we're done, we're going to stop.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Darren Holden, and while I am not a citizen of Morrow County, I am here on behalf of the employees of Morrow County, as I represent them as their, as their union representative. So I have a statement that I would like to read from them, if I may. To the Morrow County Commissioners, we, the majority of full-time EMS staff of Morrow County Health District, would like to address some information that has come to light in contradictory to what we have been told in previous information sessions. The ASA draft that you have released shows the intent to award Boardman Ambulance Services Area to BFRD. This conflicts with the previous draft, the ASA, which continued with the service, the previous allocation of Morrow County Health District resources. In addition, it also adds the clause of forfeiture of assets by vacating provider. This is a misinterpretation of existing OAR, and you should evaluate more closely. There is an issue with your usage of the word draft, stating that you've released an unfinished product of the OHA, is misleading to the public. The word draft indicates that you intend to continue adjusting the document. However, in this specific case, you have already sent your draft to OHA. This means that should you decide to make any changes in the future, you will have to restart the entire process. The fact that you have released this document indicates that the health district, BFRD, and any other interested parties have agreed to this proposed ASA. And yet, per the CEO of Morrow County Health District, this is not the case. This has caused the health district to respond with an ultimatum of cessation from EMS services in Morrow County should these issues not be addressed. This is the reason that we, the EMS providers in Morrow County, have decided to speak up. There are several issues related to the overall plan that need clarification. We will attempt to put them to you to clarify an understanding so an understanding can be reached. First, we should talk about staffing. Within the health district, it has been an ongoing process to staff three stations with full-time EMS, 12-hour shifts with 24/7 coverage. That includes four paramedics and four EMTs per station. This process was initiated in October of 2021 and is still not completed.
30 seconds.
This is due to various reasons, but the biggest factor of human elements, people, lives are simply unpredictable. Chief Hughes of BFRD believes that he can instantly provide the staffing and resources to replace the current providers and boardmen. However, we believe that this will not go smoothly as he proposed. This is due again to several factors, one of which being the previously mentioned interpretation of the OAR relating to the vacating of EMS provider, but specifically due to his
time. We can take your statement and put it on the record, though.
I'll finish it.
Chair, if I could ask for clarification from the public comment. You mentioned that you represent Morrow County employees.
I represent both Morrow County Health District and Morrow County employees.
So is the statement from Morrow County employees or Morrow County Health District employees?
This one specifically comes from Morrow County Health District employees.
Thank you. All right. Just clarifying that.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I'm Karma Ezel. I live here in Irrigan. I have been an EMT for Irrigan Ambulance and the Health District for 12 years. I helped write this, so I figure it's necessary to continue on. Chief Hughes, where I think we are at this due, again, to several factors, one being the previous mentioned interpretation of the OAR relating to a vacating EMS provider, but specifically due to his reputation and ongoing interactions with the employees of Morrow County Health District. Chief Hughes has stated that he intends to pull staffing from the Health District. One of the reasons for writing this letter is to provide a unified testimony to you to show that this is not the case. We will not work for Chief Hughes or the Board of Fire District. The second issue with the ASA draft is financial feasibility. We have seen no documentation on how the services you are inferring with the word in your draft that the Boardman Fire Rescue District provides are going to be funded. We address these questions to you because you are the ones ultimately responsible for the EMS services in Morrow County. In ORS, it states that for a change of service, there should be an increase in care provided or a decrease of cost in service. If you can provide this information, we ask that you please do so. This does not address the removal of services that the health district currently provides, which should also be addressed in your ASA plan. The third issue is the plan for ambulance service does not seem to require any oversight of the emergency medical professionals for the QA process. Worse yet, it allows for you, untrained and unstudied in the medical profession, to pass judgment on whether care provided by an EMS professional was appropriate. Not to say that this was your intent, however, the current draft reads with that as a possibility. This process is generally overseen by an MD and a medical director with a panel of EMS professionals to discuss the quality of care. We hope that this is an oversight and that your intent was not to have the layperson guide the quality of care that is being provided. We are held to very high standards. We have specific training every month and ongoing daily. I'm going to leave the rest of this and turn it over to you. But I want to say, I work with the finest EMS providers in this county. And this is breaking my heart. And I hope you guys come to an agreement.
Thank you.
Chairman Sykes, Zoom has pointed out that I was muted when I was speaking, and there's been a request that I repeat my statement. Can that be?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, come on. Yeah, do it again.
Do you mind if I just quickly read it here?
Yeah.
I want to take a moment to clarify the district's position. We want to continue to be the ambulance service provider for all of Morrow County. In order to do that, we need a service contract, ambulance service area plan, and ordinance that are mutually agreeable to the county and the district. The district cannot operate under the plan and ordinance that the county submitted to the Oregon Health Authority. While we appreciate Mr. Jensen taking the time to meet with us last week, we want to emphasize that there is still a lot of work to be done in the next 90 days if the county and the district are to resolve this issue. We hope the county is willing to take on this work with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's up next? Yes, sir.
Can I just speak from here?
Yeah, just speak loud and give your name and where you live.
My name is Mike Messman. I live here in Oregon. I usually don't get involved in too many things this way with government. I try to trust the government. But the past few years with the nitrate thing and now this and the commissioners, it always think a lot of things in this county, I feel like I'm not being represented because I live near here. It seems to be Boardman, 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 Amazon, 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 and I get tired of it. Everything seems to be behind closed doors. We had a fine. The ambulance service here is fine. It seems like, why are they changing? It feels to me that there's an agenda behind it that I'm not aware of. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of it. They want to know why. And anyway, that's how I feel.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Stephen Munger here in Oregon. I'm on the health district board, and we've been trying to get things done, and it's just not happening, so we decided to give the 90-day notice. But there's one way of maybe curing this, and that's having the voters decide on what to do. That's one option. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thought they did.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Lorna Thompson, and I live here in Oregon. Someone who has used our ambulance service a number of times, how the importance of it being here. I once fell and hit my head and cracked my head open. Now, we didn't have an ambulance here, but I have to wait for Woodman or Hermiston or whoever, if they're available. I don't even like to think about what could have happened. We have a great ambulance service here. We have great people who run it, who help us all. We need our ambulance in Oregon.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Pick her in front, okay? And then you. I'm sorry. You went up simultaneously, so I just picked one. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah. Just
state your name. My name is Faye Doyle. We've lived in this county for 4 years. And after we moved here, my husband had to the ambulance had to come pick him up and take him to Hermiston. He was having a diabetic issue, and if it had been any longer, I don't know if he'd still be here. It was really serious. So I really appreciate the ambulance service in this county. It's very important to everybody. And I had to call him twice because of his diabetes. And I just really thank God for this ambulance service here in Morrow County. Oregon, I'm sorry. That's okay. Here in Oregon.
Good. We're all one family.
Okay, thank you. Is that?
That's
okay.
I just want to let you know.
All right, thank you.
My name is Janet Height, and I just wanted to say that if you look around Oregon, you've got all kinds of houses being put up. The town is getting bigger. Why would whoever take away our ambulance service? That's all I'm going to say. Make that aware.
All right. Anybody else?
Nobody else. I'd like to go, sir.
Okay.
Mike Hughes, Fire Chief, Portland Fire Rescue District. Like many others, I read the health district's notice to vacate ambulance service countywide. Oregon state statutes are very clear in that the county bears sole responsibility to ensure ambulance service is available throughout Morrow County.
I just want to let all of you know that Boardman Fire is here to assist our community, as well as the county, in any way so that ambulance service is maintained under uninterrupted countywide. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else in the room before we switch to Zoom? Okay, now, oh, yes, go ahead.
I think the lack of transparency in
your name, please.
Excuse me, my name is Bobby Beach. I live here in Oregon. I think the lack of transparency, the lack of providing a plan of how we are going to be taken care of in our city is unconscionable. Why can't we know what's going on? Why can't we know what the plan is? How long is it going to take? What if Boardman Fire is out on a fire and usually an ambulance has to go? Are they purchasing more ambulances with the funds that they're going to confiscate? I mean, the lack of the planning. Where is the planning? We need to see a plan. And I just am livid that this could even be an idea that you're considering. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Well, we're not giving them. Oh, you do, guy. I thought that was Mike.
No,
sorry, your voice sounded like
different chief.
Sorry.
Commissioner, I'm Tom Roberts. I'm the interim chief for the Irrigan Rural Fire Protection District. And I just want to relay to you, the board, that regardless of whatever outcome you come to, Irrigan Fire Department stands in a position where we're caught between two entities that we work with closely. And we have a great working relationship with both of them, both Boardman Fire Department as well as the Health District. And so it saddens us that we kind of feel, you know, this tug both directions. We do support, in many ways, the health district's desire to continue operations and recognize the need for that operation to continue in the Irrigan area. And that was addressed a few months back with a statement that I read from our board. I personally also recognize a community's individual rights to decide how it's going to operate, whether that be with its own service or with a broader service such as the health district. And so I feel personally conflicted a little bit on that. That said, I have one advantage over most of the members of the community, and that is I sit in my office daily and I listen to calls, and I hear the page outs, I see ambulance runs, and I see on a regular basis where all of the ambulances, Boardman, Irrigan, even sometimes including Fire District 1 having to come over, are strapped to the core with calls up in North Morrow County especially. I think that there needs to be some form of a resolution that brings everybody together, because I think that we're going to find that we're going to need all of the medical services that are being provided, not just one or the other. And that answer is out there, but I hear very loudly from the people that I represent here in this district that they do not want to be excluded from the conversation. Furthermore, if we are to respect my personal belief that Boardman as a community has the right to decide how they want to function and the services they want, then so should the rest of the communities of the county, and that's why you were elected. I don't envy your position, I've said that before. But please, as the city manager stated, put a pause on things for a little bit, and let's all come to the table and have very deep discussions about what is possible and how to properly manage the resources available in the county holistically so that we can find something that works for everybody. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else in the room? Yes, sir.
My name is Jason Derowich, and I'm a pastor here in Irrigan. And I'd just like to echo what many people have said, which is it feels like there's a lack of transparency between the local citizens and our government here. And what I can say is that this whole issue around the ambulances, most people in my congregation had no clue that this was even an issue until recently. And I know that it's been going on for a while now. And so I would just like to express my concern that we're not getting clear communication from our government, and our citizens really don't hear what's going on.
Thank you. Anybody else in the room? Okay, well, we will switch to Zoom at this time. If you'd like to, if you're on Zoom and you'd like to speak, please raise your hand and we'll call on you. We're going to start, well, up the left, upper left, Raymond Akers. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, I just like to make a few statements. And when I voted and my family voted recently for the health district, it was as is. It's not dissected and torn apart by the Morrow County commissioners. It seems like we've been here before. And one thing after another, you guys have tried to dismantle in this county, and it ain't making no sense. I know there's got to be something with, I could sit here and hypothesize all day long, but it's our health district, Morrow County's health district. We overwhelmingly voted for it. I, for one, voted for it as is, with the ambulance service as is, and I would hope that you would respect that. I don't know why we're even having this conversation, honestly. I just want to keep my ambulance service intact. Pardon me, I'm trying to pull something up here. And I would also like to know if my phone would work to cooperate with me. I'm curious to what financial or procedural analysts in writing have you guys actually done to break up the ASA? So it's Morrow County's health district and ambulance service. It's not three Morrow County commissioners, and we the people have spoken loud enough. So I would hope you would put that into some consideration when you do whatever you think you're doing. This doesn't end well for anybody. So I don't know what the process you guys are going through is or anything, but it seems like there's a lot of missteps, and we need to. Pardon me, I'm at work doing multitasking right now, but it's my health care district. It's Morrow County's health district, not yours. So we voted to keep it intact, and that's what we thought we were doing. And to have
30
this
seconds.
Conversation all over again is crazy. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next up, Kirsten.
Number to reach you at, Charlene.
Can you hear us, Kirsten?
1-4-5-7, and it's for your parents.
Okay, let's move. She
took her hand down.
Okay,
I don't see.
Who's next? Is that the whole screen there?
Yeah.
No, I don't see any other hands. Is there anybody else on Zoom? Raise your hand now.
If you'd like to speak.
Okay. Kirsten? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, go ahead. Could you just...
I'm sorry. I raised my hand when it asked if you could see the transcript, not to say anything. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, so you're not wanting to speak then. Okay. Anybody else? I don't see any other hands. So... Anybody else see any hands? Commissioners or staff?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well then that concludes, we'll conclude our public comment section. And I want to thank everybody that came and that took the time and is here to speak on it. We really do appreciate your input. Just want you all to know that as we work through this. So with that, we'll move on to our next item on our agenda. Number 3.
Chair?
Yes.
Looks like nobody's leaving, but just a note that... during the update, we'll probably address. Well, it'll address some of the issues that were
okay.
raised.
All right. We can say that. So, business item 5A is an update on the ambulance service area.
Sir, I would like to comment, please.
Oh.
I was in the other room.
Oh. You were?
Yes, I was.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. Go ahead then. We're going to open it back up. He was in the other room. A little extenuating circumstances.
My name is Jerry Bear.
Okay.
I live here in town. I have probably had to be transported more than anybody. And I mean, I know her very well. I have gotten to know the people that are on this ambulance. I've gotten to know them more than I really like to admit. But the last time I was transported, I'd had surgery the day before. I was told by my doctor up in Tri-Cities that if I couldn't pee by the next morning, I better call the ambulance. So I did. I was transported to Hermiston. I had some serious problems. I was bleeding internally. I had a total of 3 blood transfusions. And I don't know what the hell, how I would be able to basically be here if I'd had to wait 15 minutes for an ambulance to come aboard me. Simple as that. I mean, I don't know, I can probably count on both hands the amount of times I've had to be transported. I have heart problems. Other people in the room have heart problems. But I think it's absolutely absurd to consider moving this service to Boardman. How long does it take to drive here from Boardman? It takes me 10 or 12 minutes, at least. Well, that could have been a serious problem the last time I had to be transported. Because I had service here no more than 5 minutes. And I've always had service here no more than 5 minutes. And I mean, I've been transported probably at least 10 times since I've lived here. And I just wanted to get my two bits in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the comment. Okay, I see we have one other hand up. The name is just Lindsay. I don't know who, maybe you can elaborate. Did you want to comment?
Yeah, I apologize. I couldn't get my hand to go up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Thank you. Appreciate you taking the time to hear everyone speak today. And I really want to appreciate Commissioner Drago for...
Could you say your name so everybody knows in what city you're from?
Apologies. Please. Melissa Lindsay, Heppner, Oregon, former Morrow County Commissioner. I appreciate your taking the time to listen to everybody today. Commissioner Drago, I appreciate your full engagement and taking notes. You have a lot of people with some pretty intense feelings. I know you did a town hall and had very similar communications, so it's been a pretty strong message what the people of Morrow County feel. I have a extreme knowledge of this because I spent a lot of time with it and probably suffered the consequences of trying to stand up. So I do understand the three of you in the seats feeling the heat of every direction and probably an agenda that's a very large in your looming in your eyes. So I do appreciate and respect that. However, I think it's been a pretty loud message. I personally signed an ASA that was presented to us by dearly beloved Rusty Estes, personally signed and approved it. It came back with some changes that I call Scrivener's errors. So it's my opinion that we already have an active ASA and we're messing with an active contract, but that's for the lawyers, I guess, to determine. That said, I believe that there is a loud message from the county, both in the vote and in the town halls and the show up at your meetings, that this current acting ASA, the current acting contractor, has provided service that we all believe in. And to allow what I would call one individual to continue to bully through this and bring this forward with another analysis is shocking to me. But the thing that I wanted to point out as a past commissioner is I never took a vote to not allow another ambulance provider. I took a vote to table it, to wait for a financial or a service analysis to take place. That never came forward, and unless it's hidden somewhere, has never come forward to you. So how you can make a decision on such an important thing without a financial analysis and a service provider analysis of how this is going to work countywide, not one city, but countywide. I can't understand you not demanding that analysis take place. It takes 5 seconds to look up Baker County and what happened there, and I'm intimately understand that because it was pushed in my face on a daily basis as we worked through the Association of Counties, how difficult and how many county dollars Baker County was having to put through their services.
30 seconds.
Baker City to take over a piece of it. Baker City has now said, we can't do it. Take it back. So I urge you to make the financial and process analysis before you make a change that is going to take us down a path that many counties have already proven doesn't work. Thank you, and thank you for your service.
Okay, thank you for the comments. Okay, so we're going to, for a second time here, we've got everybody. We do want everybody to speak that wants to. We don't want anybody to get turned away. So, okay, so we'll close down public comment again. And I do want to urge, I want to say thank you again for coming. Thank you for talking to us. We'd like to hear your comments. We really appreciate it. I would encourage you, we have a couple items that are going to be short, and then our first item on our business item is an update on the ASA from our administrator, Matthew Jensen. So I encourage you to stay and listen to that for those who are interested in the ASA. So we'll just do a couple of little quick things here. Open the agenda. Is there anything you want to add to the agenda?
Nothing for me.
Okay. Consent agenda. We have three items on there, and I'll read them so everybody knows what they are. Minutes of the December 6th regular meeting, work session, executive session. The second one is Third Amendment to Oregon Health of OHA contract. I won't read the number. Alcohol and Drug Prevention and Education Program. And then the third one was the amendment to health officer contract. So those are three things on what we call the consent agenda that the board votes on those all at once, or they can pull them out. So what's your pleasure?
I'll move for approval of the consent agenda.
I'll second.
They're moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. So our first business item is item A, which we said, update on the ambulance service area agreement with our administrator, Matthew Jensen. So I'll turn it over to him.
Okay. I'm going to share a screen. Get out of this. It's always fun. Too many screens. And I got to find my name. All right. Commissioners, we wanted to provide an update on the ambulance service area plan. Yes?
Well, can we explain one more time? This is a report to the commissioners. And, I mean, we went through public comment, and there again, to this meeting, this isn't a question and answer, give and take. So please, if you have questions about it, address them after the meeting or through correspondence with our administrator. But this is not a debate time, so he's going to give a report to the commission on this. So. Okay.
First of all, I do want to acknowledge the 23 comments that we received in person, and that we do realize this is a very sensitive topic. This is not something to go in lightly, nor allow personal egos to get in the way. We appreciate that message and understand the direction there. With that, I need to give a little update of where we're at, why we're doing this, and provide some clarification in a public meeting on our approach in this matter. So, first of all, why is what we're doing necessary? And flat out, the county is statutorily responsible to manage ambulance services. This is done through an ambulance service area plan. That's what we're looking at, and what it is by state statute, it requires the counties to be in charge of that plan and to administer that. why, you know, we're changing things is because since at least 1998, there was a transfer of responsibility of who manages that plan over to Morrow County Health District. I'm quite sure it was done with best of interests and best intentions. However, it has removed that statutory responsibility from the county. At this time, the area service, the ambulance service area plan does not denote who the providers are, this draft that we have. No area service plan should, because it provides the statutory framework in which the county can assess, look at the options, and then make the best decisions for the residents and the visitors of the county. Part of this is it's transferred over to Morrow County Health District, and I've had discussions with their executives and their board chair, is that the appointment of the EMS Advisory Committee, determinations of providers, and review of performance has all devolved under MHCD. Even on their website, it says that the health district appoints the EMS Advisory Committee, which is actually contrary to what the current ASA plans show. Now, this was at least in effect in 1998. I haven't looked at anything farther. That's the one we're operating under. And then the one that was passed that we feel was not updated appropriately also states that the health district is over that. So one of the things that we're looking at is the intention is not specifically to change providers, but provide a framework that can be considered with the county in charge per state law. What is being done right now? We are using the previous ambulance service area plan as a template. About 90% of the language is the same language that's being operated under right now. So that includes reversionary rights, seizure of property. That's all language that's in the 1998 and the proposed 2022. It's in there. Now the thing is it reverts to the health district board because they're administering the ASA, which is kind of the loop that means the county, if a provider would pull out, would not be able to continue service, which is a statutory requirement that the county provide. The ASA provides an opportunity, provides the area, so the county can determine who provides the services. What we're looking at in this draft is to reestablish the county as the authority over the ambulance service area plan, establishes an independent EMS advisory committee. Now, this is one thing that I had discussions with the health district executives and the board chair, is currently the EMS advisory committee concentrates a lot on the Q&A quality assurance of individual cases and responses of EMTs and what their performance is. What an EMS advisory committee should be is kind of the 10,000 foot level, making sure that the providers are performing the duties correctly. Now, from our discussion, the draft has some language that the health district rightly said, you should clean this up to make sure patient information is protected. And we're taking that under advisement and think that's a great suggestion. So this advisory committee would look at the providers, whether that's one provider or 64, and they are staffed with making those technical recommendations, reviewing financials, reviewing call volumes, and saying, does it work to have 24 providers, and how do we administer and resolve conflicts between them? Right now, the draft allows and establishes 3 ambulance service areas. This is not unheard of. And it's not necessary saying we're going to divide the county into 3 providers. It just says we have this option based on population. This is kind of where we feel could have providers. Nowhere in this draft does it designate a provider. In fact, it says the initial providers will be determined by a review and for all the items lined out in the ASA. So there has been no decision to undo or dismantle the ambulance services right now. The other thing it does, with consideration from some input from interested parties, is to update technical requirements for the ASA to make sure it just references the OHA requirements, so we don't have to update it every few years that they change things. And so it just makes it so it's more of a living document, and if there's a state requirement, we just make a change and not have to change the ASA. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the organizational structure for managing ambulance services, which is statutorily in these three seats. You have the requirement to do that as the county executive and legislative body. Your EMS advisory committee becomes independent, made of area expertise and residents from within our community to help make those educated decisions. No decision has been made on providers at this point. We're just looking about how this would be administered. The difference roles, I talked a little bit about the EMS advisory committee. This might be a little oversimplified. Historically, it has been appointed by the health district board. The proposed makes that so it's set up and accountable to the county, because they're the ones who should be providing the direction. The EMS advisory board should be appointed and determined and report directly to the county commission. There is a heavy representation of the health district personnel. For good or bad, about 8 of the 10 positions on the advisory committee are health district employees, whether those are physicians, EMT, paramedics. This is excellent for provider peer review causes, case-by-case incidents. In an ASA where we would potentially have service agreements with providers, we expect that to happen under the providers, and then the providers report the generalities up to this advisory committee saying, hey, we had an issue, we've reviewed it, and here's some things on general specifications. We aren't looking to try to have this independent advisory committee do performance reviews or discipline on our providers' employees. That is not that role. Again, it's the 10,000-foot elevation type option. So that used peer review and case-by-case performance is what the historic currently is. We're looking at this committee to more of, if there's multiple or a single provider, how do we resolve system performance issues? Are we having delays and call-outs? Do we need additional stations? Right now, we're looking at areas including Irrigan, Boardman, and the South County. We reference it to as the North area, Northeast, and the South County. We believe that reflects what MCHD currently provides, which generally works. However, if there is the fiscal, the call-out, and the logistical opportunities for a provider to come in, we need to be able to review that independently with an independent recommendation to the county. Right now, I just want to reassess. There has been no provider determined. I have not received a proposal from Boardman Fire. So we don't even know what they are. And my apologies, Chief, I don't know if you're capable, because I haven't seen anything. So that's just a loud message. This does not dismantle the ambulance service that we currently have. It sets it up so the county can manage it according to state law. So we want to look at doing that and hear and provide an opportunity to reconcile issues independently and consider those new requests. As it said, Irrigan's growing. We need to be, there might be a time when Irrigan as a city wants to provide their own ambulance, or Boardman as a city wants to do it. We should be able to allow them to break free. An independent group that's not controlled by an interested body that's also a provider creates conflicts of issues, ethics, and lack of transparency. I'm not making those charges against the health district, but it creates the window of opportunity for that. When you put it as an independent advisory committee with the commission approving or disproving recommendations, you provide a layer of transparency and accountability to your residents of the county, which is ultimately what the requirements of an ASA is. Now, where are we at in this process? I'm getting long in the tooth at 3.5 months as the administrator. And I'm going to beg out saying I came in, not even halfway through this process. I missed the town hall meetings. I realize there is an incredible community pride and attachment to their ambulance services. We don't want to take away ambulance services. We aren't looking to reduce services. In fact, this ASA puts the services up to the level that they're currently operating under, which the previous ASAs, the 1998 one, still had it running on volunteers. And so we're setting up the expectations that all our providers need to have that level of service that they're currently enjoying. Now, again, whether that's one provider or 450, I don't think it's going to be that number, but this allows us to take care of it. So the anticipated process, we had an internal development of the draft. We had input from several interested parties. Health District and Boardman were the two major ones. We had an update, and that initial draft was sent for review by OHA. They have asked for some additional information. We're putting that in just to see, and we'd like to submit some last-minute corrections that have been offered to us. That's where we're at right now, and that's why it's bolded and italic. From there, we'll be making final updates, providing public input, and notifying cities and fire districts of where we're going with that, at it. And yes, we will be shooting it back to OHA for final review. There are a few things that are still up in the air. When we initially started this process, the depot was still in federal lands, and we have not separated that. And I know there's interested parties on both sides of where that goes. And we need to finalize that before we get our final presentation to OHA. So as we do that, we get that final update, then we take it to a public hearing, adoption of certification by the Board of Commissioners. So there will be another meeting like this where you can provide input, and it's published and it's taken care of. Then we need to advertise and post for ambulance providers and have designation of initial ambulance providers set up. Again, we're looking to create and set up an ambulance service area plan that can proceed in the future, be under the control of the county, and have an independent advisory board to be able to take that 10,000-foot level and allow the providers under service agreements, which for the last at least 30 years haven't been used. There is no service agreement with Morrow County Health District, and it needs to be. It leaves them vulnerable. It leaves the county vulnerable. And that's the service agreement where they talk about, you know, if there's any remuneration or, you know, and reports and such that we need to do. And so that's one of the things that we're looking at. Now, options for determining the initial providers. A lot of times an ASA will just say, here's the initial provider. And that would mean we looked at three options for providing the initial provider. The first one is the Board of Commission just can make a ruling from on high. You can say, MCHD, you're the initial provider, or Umatilla County Fire District number one, you're the initial provider, however you want to do it. Now, that follows the statutory guidelines. It's your responsibility. You will have to either make the decision or approve a recommendation from another body to do that. If you were to do it, that's the quickest solution. We just put someone in place and say, you're the initial provider for X amount of months, and we're going to go through this process. However, I hate to knock the Board of Commission. You don't have the expertise in the ambulance services, and while I'm sure you could be vetted up, I think there's some other ways we can do it to take care of that. Also, there's a lot of political, ethical wrangling in this county right now, and putting it on your shoulders could open up the county to some of those charges. I'd rather avoid those. In doing that, there's two options that I recommended or think could be possible, is we constitute the new EMS Advisory Committee in order to prepare the role. They're in charge of reviewing providers and making sure that we can take care of things after the ASA is established. The problem is the ASA does have participation by people who are the providers. You know, we have a medical doctor from them. We have other things. That could create some conflict and conflict of interests as far as who's going to make what decision in that body. And, or we don't have that full advisory committee formed, and so we aren't really following the ASA in that way. The other way is to have an ad hoc committee recommendation. That's where you appoint and assemble a small group of industry and public experts, hopefully that can be impartial in their considerations, to make a consideration over the next month or two on who the initial providers would be and what that would curtail, and have them come back and provide you with an initial provider and an initial service agreement to take care of things. There was a comment about putting it before the elections. I'm all for democratic measure, but we are a Republican government. And that means that you have been elected to make some of these tough decisions and get advisory information to set this up. It's statutorily set up for the county commission to make those determinations. And as shown in these statements, 90% of these statements said the county is getting rid of the ambulance in Irrigan. That's not the point of the ASA. Our intent was to work with the Morrow County Health District to provide service until we got the new ASA set up. Now, they say we need a service agreement before we can agree to an ambulance service plan. I'm saying I can't give you a service agreement until we have an ambulance service plan. So it's a chicken and egg kind of conversation there. And so they felt like they needed to issue a 90-day notice to discontinue service. And it's regretful that they decided to go down that way. It puts a very stiff time frame for the county to work on it. As we released in our press conference, we're interested in still working with the health district. We think that they have years of experience in doing and providing service. They have some great staff, but we need to be open to the idea of change. And so we've got to look into this, and with that 90-day notice, there's a couple options. And quite frankly, to answer some questions, we don't have a plan in place. We weren't expecting that. And so we're going to be developing a plan over the next month on how to continue service. And that service will maintain ambulance service from the three locations that the health district currently provides, one way or the other.
Yeah, right.
Some of the options are continued discussion with Morrow County Health District for services. They've expressed that desire. We will be exploring that. I haven't reached out to them since last Thursday because we've been working on this, but we will be in touch with them and want to work with them because they are a strategic partner on this and other things, and they deserve that consideration as more or less our incumbent. Another option is we can have a new provider assume ambulance services, whether in the interim or set it up to go for that. Who that is, I will acknowledge Boardman Fire has reached out and says, hey, we can do this. I still haven't had a plan. We will have discussions with them, and it might not be them for the whole county. It might be for one part, but we need to have those discussions. Interim operations through agreements with neighboring providers. You know, we've got Umatilla County that has services, and we have certain areas that are very close, and we could say we need an ambulance stationed in Irrigan and such. It's not favorable. We want to have our own operations, but those are some options. The other one, which I don't really want to go down, but many counties do, is the county assumes operational management of it. I've worked with counties that do that, and it's doable. It would take a big lift to get set up, namely with health insurance, billing, and all those other items. Is it possible? Yes. Is it my choice? No. But it's something we will explore. The last bullet is a combination of the above options. We might have to parcel this out until we can get the initial providers for the new ASA if we go over 90 days. We have until March 12th, 2024 with the 90-day notice. And so we will be reaching out. I made an initial call to Irrigan City Manager last night. We're going to chat a little bit. I do want to reach out to all the fire districts. I want to dissuade anybody's idea that we're just going to revert this to the fire districts. Even in the ASA, we ask for their participation in the advisory committee, not to take over the ambulance, but because they are statutorily the incident commanders in first response. The fire department is in charge of that and can run their own ambulance companies if they need to. Therefore, we believe they have a certain level of expertise and can look at call loads and other things to help us make decisions on advisory committees. We want to engage in a very participatory program. And I will be having an update for ambulance service every commission meeting as we go through this process going forward. So we'd like to have, if we need to have more question sessions like this, if we need to break out and have a town hall as we get a little bit closer, we'd like to do that. We've had several town halls. I challenge the idea of how transparent it is, because there's certain things in government that the elected bodies need to do, and it's on our public schedule. And so that's not a lack of transparency. That means our residents need to participate in the government process and come to the meetings and be informed and participate, whether that's with Morrow County or Morrow County Health District. We all have all these public meetings, and a lot of times it's the sound of crickets in the gallery because no one's there as we decide budget, ambulance plans, all those other things. So be involved, please. Excuse me. Yes. Three things that I would like to comment from the comments and do that. Again, no provider has been established through the ASA, specifically because the ASA will not christen someone to continue in service indefinitely. We want to make this so it's adaptable and adjustable for years to come, and as we do five-year reviews, it's just to tweak it rather than overhaul it. Second one, the vacation of equipment or seizure of equipment. That language is in the 98 and the 2022 ASA. It's specifically in there. We contest that having it revert to the ASA back up to the health district is kind of an odd language and part of the reason why this kind of transitioned. Even if we were to have to seize it, the clause says that the health district would be open for remuneration and payment for the use of that equipment. And this would not be an indefinite seizure. It would be something where, hey, we need to continue service. You have vacated. We need to use your things to continue. This will have to be part of an ongoing discussion and negotiation with the health district on what that entails, or we will have to look at other services. So the other thing is plan oversight of EMS staff. One of the things, as we look at the providers, ASA Advisory Committee is looking at the providers, not the individual performance of the EMTs. We anticipate the provider to do that and report up to the Advisory Committee any serious issues and concerns. And we don't want to get down in the weeds of our EMTs and think that the county commission's breathing down their shoulders as they're trying to do CPR or to intubate a person on 207 who's had an accident. That's not the intent of this. We're trying to get it set up so it follows statutory lines. So I know this is change. It's hard change. But we feel like this is change to get us into compliance with statutory requirements, and that we can go forward and have a good relationship with the providers. My hope is that the health district can and will participate in the future. I think in many ways they do a great job and they have committed employees, and that would be horrible to try to recreate. But at the same time, we need to be able to be open to considering others if there are issues and whether it fiscally and logistically makes sense. The ASA provides that structure and allows us to move forward on those items. And we are looking forward to having continued discussions with the health district and continuing discussions with other parties in order to provide continual ambulance service past March 12th, 2024. So that's where we're at. That's a lot to dump down on you. Ask if you have any specific questions or concerns, comments from any of the comments, public comments that you'd like us to take additional consideration on. We're open to input.
Thanks a lot, Matt, for that report. We really appreciate it. The clarity of it, too. So, you have a question?
I do. I have a couple of questions.
Please.
So when it comes to options for determining the initial providers, is there an option to use an ad hoc committee to get started, and then after the ASA gets established and we get to having our providers then go to that new EMS advisory committee?
Yes. I think the ad hoc committee can be used to get that started. As we look at it, we look at an interim thing, whether that's establishing someone or saying, you know, you are the person for the first 6 months. Because once you choose a provider, you set that up with service agreements, and they'd have to be acceptable of those service agreements. But if it's an interim kind of thing, that's we're going to be working out those contracts and negotiations with those individuals.
So I guess on that note, so the service agreements will lay out the level of service and staffing and response times and all those types of things is what the service agreement will lay out?
Yes.
As well as there, financial?
There are outlines for that in the SA on certain call considerations. We would anticipate the service agreements would bulk that up. And if there's any financial considerations, that's where the service agreements would have. It isn't included in the ASA plan because the ASA plan is a guiding document, not the agreement itself.
Now, you may come to this, but is there certain guidelines to appointing the advisory committee?
When we say appointment, there's... really, we have right now, we have determination where it's kind of preset up to a point. And it's preset with a representative from the hospitals that generally
right.
receive
no,
ours.
Right, I understand that. I just want if that committee is going to be a new committee, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there specific guidelines somewhere, state law or something like that, that guides who those people are, where they come from, or anything like that?
They have some recommendations on it, but nothing's tied down.
Okay.
If you look at, Emily sent me over the ASA plan from Umatilla County. They have it where there's two residents at large that are on the committee. And then they have two specific ones that are from the providers. They don't have a medical doctor on there because they're not looking at individual cases. They do have representatives from the hospitals, but they don't have a medical doctor from each provider.
Okay.
So we're very open to the ideas on where we can pull from and such.
Okay, and Umatilla County, their Board of Commissioners has always handled the ASA, correct, that you know of?
As far as I know of.
Okay.
They're in charge of
they're
making appointments and receive it.
Okay.
Now, there's their committee, they've changed it to an ASA advisory committee to clarify it. It might be something we want to look at because EMS does give the connotation that we're looking down the ambulance and looking at the specific Q&A performances of ambulance crews, where an ASA advisory crew would help us differentiate and make sure that we're at the 10,000 foot elevation.
I kind of like that suggestion. It clarifies what the role would be.
Yeah.
So when we do the service contracts, I assume since we have the three separate ASAs that we will do all three of those separately, even if the same company or the same business wants to do all three, they would put in for each service area individually. Or would this,
you could. You could say,
it,
hey,
if you do it as a whole, it just kind of takes away from, you know, how you're going to handle individual areas of the ASA.
It does. And I mean, where it's three different ASA areas, we would say, okay, if you have a proposal, you need to outline which ASAs you want to do. If you want to do all of them, or if you're willing to consider separate ones, then draft your proposal for consideration by the advisory committee that way. So, I mean, the health district has said we want it all or nothing. That's an option. They can present a proposal based on that. I would hope that they would have consideration and say, you know, here's what we do for 1, 2, and 3, or north, northeast, and south, and here's how we're going to approach it. So, but that's a business decision on their part. I respect that, and we'll work accordingly.
Anything
No, I just comment that, you know, I think that you did a good job of laying out where we're at right now and answering some of the questions that were brought up.
Okay. Before we move on, and I'm going to call we'll recess here in a minute, but could you tell us and everybody how you're going to handle follow-up information on this and where the public will be able to access it?
So one of the things that we'd like to do, of course, this PowerPoint I'd like to get on our website. We'd like to create an area. I was told
that... what's the website?
Morrow County, co.morrow.or.us. It's our county website.
Is that the website URL?
Yes.
.us? Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you Google Morrow County, Oregon, because I think there's a Morrow County, Ohio or something there.
Yeah.
Okay, Morrow County, Oregon, if you Google Morrow County, Oregon, the website will come up, so you don't have to remember that URL. But so, okay, go ahead.
So we're one of the things of the website, we have not been so proactive on it. I've heard from some people, hey, it's a lot better than it used to be. Quite frankly, I need to get the website revised a little bit to have more of this information up front, along with the nitrate issue more up front, right on our front page, so that interested residents and entities can just initially go, okay, I do Morrow County, it's right there. And currently, we got it in the news and such, but I'd like to beef that up because of the public impact that this decision is. Again, this is just the structure. There will be a meeting where you all are saying, we want to award this based on this advisory committee, and I expect we'll have a crowd like this if it's contentious and some of those decisions to be made.
Okay. Any other questions for you? Okay. I'm going to call a 10-minute recess, and we'll come back and continue on with our business. Thank you all for coming.